مسيخة مجيلا بيريك جيمل مشناهيت الرامبام إن دالر تبارتينورا.
So our perek started off talking about Beit HaKnesset and its laws, synagogue and all its laws, and it's going to now flow into Kiryat HaTorah, reading of the Torah, since our Masechet deals with Purim and all the happenings of Chodesh Adar. We're going to start off by talking about Kiryat HaTorah during that month, during the month of Adar. Mishnah starts off by saying, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shehal Yot Bashabbat, Korim, Beparashat Shekalim. If you have Rosh Chodesh Adar falling out on Shabbat, what you do is you read on that day, on that Shabbat, you read Parashat Shekalim, because during this month of Adar, we collect the Mahasita Shekel that's going to be given in the Beit HaMikdash, and in the Beit HaMikdash, they're going to use that money to purchase new Korbanot, and we announce it on Rosh Chodesh Adar. That announcement happens on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it's collected the whole month until the first of Nisan. Mishnah continues and says, "Haliyot betocha Shabbat, makdimin l'she'avar, u'mafsikin l'Shabbat aheret." Mishnah says, if Rosh Chodesh happens middle of the week, for example, Rosh Chodesh is on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, what we do in that situation is we read a few days earlier than that. We read on the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh, we read Parashat Shekalim, and then we have a 1 week hafsaka, we have a 1 week break in that situation where we're not going to be reading any special or different haftarah. And the reason for that is because, as Mishnah says the next few words, Basheniya Zachor, on the second week of the second Shabbat of Chodesh Adar, as Rambam understands Basheniya is going on, the actual Shabbat, on the second week, which falls out right before Purim, we want to read Parashat Zachor. So in that early situation, we had Rosh Chodesh during the week, and you're reading earlier, you're reading during the last week of Shevat, you're reading Shekalim, you're going to have two more Shabbatot before Purim. So we want to make sure that we read Parashat Zachor, which talks about Mehayat Amalek, the destruction of Amalek, right before Purim, which is about Haman HaRasha, who came from Amalek. So we want to talk about that concept right before Purim. So we're going to have a 1 week break in between Shekalim and Zachor. Mishnah continues and says, Bashelishit Para Aduma, that on the third Shabbat of Chodesh Adar, we're going to read about Para Aduma in order to put a person in the proper state of mind that he should mitahed himself, he should purify himself in order to eventually offer the Korban Pesach mitahara. On a situation where you have Rosh Chodesh Nisan fall out on Shabbat itself, you're going to push this reading, you're going to push it one more Shabbat, you're going to have one more hafsaka between, you're going to have a one Shabbat off after Purim. And the second Shabbat, which is closer to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when you're going to be reading this special maftir about Para Aduma. The Mishnah continues and says, Barvi'ita Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, on the fourth Shabbat, which is either the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbat itself, on Rosh Chodesh itself, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of Shabbat, we read a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, which talks about the Chodesh of Nisan, the month of Nisan, which is the first of the Jewish calendar, and talks about the uniqueness of that month. Mishnah continues and says, Bahamishit Chozrin Lekesidran. And on the following Shabbat, the one after you read Parashat HaChodesh, we're going to go back to the normal Parashiyot Kesidran, which means it's going to, the Maftir is going to be the regular Maftir of the parasha, and the haftarah is going to be the regular haftarah that's connected to that week's parasha. Mishnah continues and says, Lakol mafsikin, on all of these following dates, we don't read the normal Torah reading, whether it falls out on Shabbat or whether it falls out on a Sheniva Hamishi, on a Monday or a Thursday. We replace the regular Torah reading, which is that week's parasha, with a different and special parasha. Lerashe Chodashim, on Rosh Chodesh, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on either a Monday, Thursday, or a Shabbat, We replace the reading, or we add in a special maftir and haftarah for the Hanukkah as well. Throughout the entire holiday of Hanukkah, we replace the Torah readings for the Purim. Same thing with Purim. If Purim falls out on a Monday or Thursday, we replace the reading with a special reading for Purim. The Ta'aniyot, the Ma'amadot, the Yom Kippurim. Same thing with a Ta'anit, a fast day, the Ma'amadot, and the Ma'amadot connect to the 24 Mishmarot. Hachamim made 24 priestly watches, and every one of those mishmarot had a ma'amad, had a group of people who would either get together if they were together in Yerushalayim or if they were around Israel, and they would say certain tefillot, which we'll get into, or read certain portions of the Torah, which we'll get into in a few Mishnayot from now, during that entire Ma'amad. So if any of these were taking place, and same thing with Yom Kippurim, if Yom Kippurim took place on either a Monday or Thursday, obviously, or on a Shabbat, we replace the reading with the special day that is happening. So we'll explain more in the following Mishnayot what the actual readings are going to be. Masechet Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah He. Here we're going to talk about all the different readings that we have from the Torah on the different holidays of the year. Mishnah says, BaPesach Korin beParashat Mo'adot Shel Torat Kohanim. On the first day of Pesach, we read about all of the holidays from the book of Torat Kohanim, which is Vayikra. In this portion of the Torah, which we know starts with Shor or Kesev, we read about all the different holidays, including the holiday of Pesach. That's what we read on Pesach on the first day. On the other days of the holiday, we read other different pesukim that the Gemara elaborates on. Ba'atzeret Shiva Shavuot. On the holiday of Atzeret, which is the holiday of Shavuot, we read from the Torah portion that says Shiva Shavuot, 7 weeks, which talks about Sefirat HaOmer, the counting of the Omer, and the holiday of Shavuot. This is the other portion of the Torah that talks about the holidays. We have the piece in Vayikra, which starts off Shor or Kesev, which we read on Pesach. Now, on the second of the Regalim, which is Shavuot, the three Regalim are Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, we read from this portion, which starts with Kol HaBechor. Berosh HaShanah, Bachodesh HaShevi'i, Be'ehad LaChodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, we read from the Pesukim that start with on the seventh month, which talks about Tishrei, the month of Rosh Hashanah, on the first of the month, which is Rosh Hashanah. B'Yom Kippurim, Aharemot. On Yom Kippur, we read from the Pesukim that come from Parashat Aharemot, which talks about all the different services and all the Avodah that was done in the Bet HaMikdash on Yom Kippurim. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Hag, on the first day of Hag, the holiday, which in the Lashon HaMishnah, the words of the Mishnah, refers to Sukkot, Korin BeParashat Mo'adot SheBetorat Kohanim. We read from the portion of the Torah that's found in Sefer Vayikra that talks about all the different holidays. It's the same reading that we do on the first day of Pesach. Ubishar kol yemote hag bekorbanote hag. On the rest of the days of Hag, the rest of the days of Sukkot, we read about all the different korbanot, all the different offerings that were brought on the entire holiday. Each day of Sukkot has a different number of korbanot, like the Pesukim talk about. So each day of the holiday, we talk about those korbanot that correspond, that match up with that day.